Welcome back to the Makeup Artist Chronicle. I am your host, Julia. You liked the skincare questions, most Googled skincare questions of 2021, the episode that I did last time. Personally, I listened back to it and I was kind of like, this didn't end up being as fun as I wanted it to be. It was informative, I was told, and it was like a little bit nitty gritty, broke it down, helped people understand a few things. But I don't know, I listened back to it and I was like, I don't want to be like preachy. I don't want to, like, I just am obsessed about this stuff and I want to share that obsession. And I know there's a lot of misinformation around. And so I don't want to come off preachy at all. I'm just another voice in the crowd, but I do love this stuff and I love skincare and I love beauty. And I try to understand as much about the industry as well as the chemistry and everything. And I hope that comes across, but this is part two. I'm so excited. Answering a few more questions that were the top Googled skincare questions of 2021. And I'm going to try to keep it light, keep it fun. I will get into some of the basics, but I won't get as sciencey. If you have questions that are a little more science-based or a little more detail-based, then let's get into it. DM me, email me, but I'm going to try to keep this one a little bit light, the questions that I'm answering. How to add retinol to a skincare routine. When to apply BHA in skincare routine, so beta hydroxy acids. And what skincare products do not mix and what ingredients to avoid in skincare. So four questions this episode. Let's just roll right into it. And if you have questions, if you have comments, if you have additional info you want to share, like I said, please DM me at MUA Chronicle or email me muachronicle@gmail.com. Happy to get into all of it, but let's just roll right in. One of the top asked, top Googled skincare questions, 2021, retinol. How to add retinol to skincare. So this one is super easy. You just follow the instructions on the box. If it's an over-the-counter, the label on the box will usually tell you how to use it. Different retinols, different products have different strengths. They have different ingredients that are in addition to the retinol. And so the frequency with which you use them or the amount of days you start off using them, it can all be different. So they definitely give you instructions or tell you how to use it because retinol is one of those very, very finicky products. Anyone that's tried to introduce a retinol into their routine knows, myself included, you get the redness, you get the irritation, you get the dryness. It is a very abrasive kind of ingredient, but it does do really, really great, amazing things to essentially, it speeds up cell turnover. So it goes in, it essentially damages your cells so that they have to repair themselves faster, and it increases collagen production, increases elastin. And so essentially, it just kind of rips your skin apart in a molecular kind of way so that it can rebuild itself stronger. And when it rebuilds itself stronger with more collagen, more elastin, that's when you then eventually start seeing a decrease in your fine lines or your wrinkles potentially. That's what we all hope for. There are prescription strength ones that are very intense that you need a doctor to give you a prescription for, like Rene, Tretinoin, which I mispronounced, I'm sure, but I've never used a prescription retinol, I'll be honest with you there. I've only used over-the-counter, and it's tough. I mean, it is really hard to have to deal with that first stage of maybe your skin gets flaky and peely and red and burny, and it makes you want to quit, especially when you think of the fact that retinols take about 6 months to see results. Like, 3 months is the minimum when you might start seeing results. And then like kind of peak results are at 6 months is the rule of thumb. But all retinol creams, serums, etc. are not built the same. So that's why I say just read the label. For example, L'Oreal has an over-the-counter. It's an intensive retinol, and it tells you right on the label, you start using it twice a week only and always at night. And then you go up to every other day. And then eventually you're doing it every day at night, always, always at night. If you have a plant-based retinol, right, a phytoretinol, which I've spoken about and wrote about in the blog before, Biossance is my favorite. It's amazing. Phytoretinol serum. It's so great. I love it. But ultimately, it's a plant-based retinol alternative that is way more gentle. You can probably start off using it every night, and it may take a little bit longer to see results, like maybe 8 to 12 months, but it's way, way better for sensitive skin or people that just really don't want that redness. They don't want the flare-ups. They don't want the flaky skin. If you're someone that doesn't get that, your skin's a little more durable, or you're willing to see yourself through that period, then go for it. The only thing I will urge you to do is please use sunscreen, because retinols essentially just rip your skin apart. It makes it more susceptible to sun damage and other kind of toxins to get into your skin. So please, please, please use a delightful, juicy, rich, luxurious moisturizer, very gentle, no active ingredients on top of the retinol if it's a serum, and always use your sunscreen every single morning. Sunscreen, sunscreen, sunscreen. It'll protect it and it'll make it burn less than it's already burning with the retinol. So when to use it in your skincare routine, if you have those questions. So it depends on what form it's in, right? So if a retinol is a serum, put it on like you would any other serum before your moisturizer. If you have the retinol in a moisturizer, know that it likely will be a little bit gentler on your skin, but it won't be as strong necessarily, because those molecules aren't getting as deep into your skin because they're a little bit heavier, a little bit bigger. So if you're doing a moisturizer, then use it after your serums. Depending on what your product is, where you're at, I would not recommend doubling down and using a serum retinol and a retinol moisturizer. Doing more will not get you results faster. Same thing with lash serums. I knew someone put on a lash serum twice a day, the first few days, a lot of it, and was like, my eyes are burning. They're red. And I'm like, you're supposed to only start using it once every other night and build your way up. So when it comes to retinols, when it comes to lash serums, slow and steady wins the race. The other thing is eye creams. I've recently, I have texture around my eyes. I'm working through it. I'm using these lovely, juicy, beautiful products to kind of plump up the area because I don't really enjoy it. I don't enjoy seeing the fine lines forming there. It's not my vibe. So I got this new product. I've been in the eye cream game for a little while trying to find the best eye cream. And I just got one in the mail from Sunday Riley. It is a retinol eye cream. Now I have tried retinol eye creams before. Same thing. Dryness, flaking, irritation. And it's like, I already have fine lines under my eyes. The skin there is so sensitive. I'm not going to use something that's going to dry it out even more. Like that's just, so I would not follow my own advice, full confession, and I would just stop using it. So I've been trying the Sunday Riley one though, and it has all of these really yummy ingredients. Like it has, I want to say like olive oil extract. It has like a lot of hydrators in it. And I've been using it for the past 3 nights and it does not dry out my eye area. It does not give me redness or flaking or tightness. It really is delicious and juicy on the skin. And it's too soon to tell if the texture around my eyes is going to be any better longer term, but I am already seeing a plumpness and a juiciness, which is not what I expected from a retinol eye cream. But here we are, very satisfied with it right now. So you can do a retinol serum, a retinol eye cream, or a retinol eye cream and a retinol moisturizer. If you are doing retinol, I recommend doing a hyaluronic acid serum. It is going to hydrate your skin and it's going to give it a little bit more juiciness and is going to kind of give you a little bit of like a gentleness in pair with the retinol when it's paired with the retinol. So those are my recommendations. The biggest thing I'll tell you about retinol is to trust the process. It's one of the hardest things. I'm guilty of not trusting the process, of quitting too early. Often, like I said, you won't see retinol start to work until about 3 months of using it regularly. You can't just use it like once a week and then be like, okay, well, I hope this works. I've also tried that. It does not work, let me tell you. So you'll start to see kind of peak results around at least 6 months. With a traditional retinol, phytoretinols take longer. So you just have to have faith. And I know it's hard, trust me. I know it's hard. It's hard for me as well. But if your skin gets too red, if your skin gets too flaky, maybe scale back how many days you're using it or how much of it you're using. Maybe think about upgrading your moisturizer and adding something a little richer, maybe something with aloe in it, hyaluronic acid serum perhaps. When it comes to retinol, it's about trusting the process, listening to your skin, and kind of knowing when you've gone too far. And when you can kind of push through it. And if a product isn't working for you, maybe that's just not the product for you. Maybe you would prefer more of like a plant-based phytoretinol. So see where you're at, judge where you're at, be honest with yourself, and trust the process. Trust that the process will give you long-term results. Slow and steady wins the race, I promise you. Rolling right into question number two, when to apply BHA in skincare. So BHA, beta hydroxy acid, they are a chemical exfoliant. They are also kind of the sibling to alpha hydroxy acids and polyhydroxy acids. I'm not going to go too far into the science again of like the acid chains and the this and that. All you need to know is it's a chemical exfoliant, and BHA specifically, beta hydroxy, is really, really good for oily skin, sensitive skin, or acne-prone skin. And the most common version of it that you may be familiar with is salicylic acid. So salicylic acid, incredible if you have acne, if you have pores, we all have pores, but like if your pores are relatively clogged and you want to clean them out, then this is the product for you. Depending on what form it's in will dictate its use. So there are liquid forms which act more like toners perhaps, or like liquid astringents or liquid exfoliants. So you can do like a swipe, you'll cleanse your skin and then you'll do a swipe of it and then you'll do serums and moisturizer after. It can come in a serum form where you cleanse your face, do whatever you do, put your serum on, and then your moisturizer, your SPF. It can also come in a moisturizer form. And if it's a moisturizer, then you just use it as a moisturizer. So depending on obviously the liquid is going to be the strongest acid, the one that penetrates the deepest, acts the strongest, likely. That's not like across the board, but likely. Liquids oftentimes have the smallest molecules, and then a serum will be next, and then a moisturizer will have the biggest molecule, so it won't penetrate as deeply. So if you are someone that has very sensitive skin, you might want to try a salicylic acid that's in a moisturizer, or you may want to try a polyhydroxic acid, which is even gentler than its two siblings. And I love a polyhydroxy acid. The exfoliation doesn't feel like it lasts as long because it doesn't penetrate too deeply. It only takes off maybe like the top layer or so. It doesn't take off a few layers at a time. So it is very, very gentle. It'll give you that beautiful polished, squeaky clean. You can do it before an event, or if you have sensitive skin, you can use it. It will be more gentle than an alpha or a beta hydroxy acid. So again, same thing with the hydroxy acids as with the retinol. It does make your skin a little sensitive. You're essentially taking off the top layer of dead skin. It's opening up your new baby soft skin to the sun. There is more likelihood that you'll get sunburn or skin damage from the UV rays. So definitely, definitely use sunscreen. I know I'm trying to sound less preachy, but I will preach on and on and on the gospel of sunscreen. It is so important. So again, without getting into the science of what an alpha hydroxy acid is, what a beta hydroxy acid is, what a polyhydroxy acid is, they're all kind of different versions of themselves. Alpha hydroxy acid is really great for a lot of drier skin, or you really need to exfoliate. You need like a deep exfoliation. Great. BHA is great for, again, cleaning out your pores, balancing out the skin, balancing oil production, things like that. And then polyhydroxy acid is a good one for anyone that just wants a gentle chemical exfoliation without doing too much to their skin. If you are using a retinol and a hydroxy acid, it depends. Some hydroxy acids, you can just use a mask. So like Ulla Henriksen has a PHA polyhydroxy acid mask that you can do maybe once a week, twice a week to exfoliate. If something has a salicylic acid, you might be using that every single day. So it depends on your product. Good rule of thumb is don't use a hydroxy acid on the same day that you're using a retinol. And if it is something that you're doing every single day, like you're doing a retinol every single day and you're doing salicylic acid every single day, then I would say do the salicylic acid or the BHA in the morning and then your retinol at night. Retinol always at night and always sunscreen. If you're already using a retinol, you want to start adding a BHA. I mean, obviously talk to a dermatologist first or your esthetician. See if that like works for your individual skin and your kind of skin history, but add it in slowly. Don't just be like, okay, well, you know, MUAC, Julia told me, do a retinol, do a hydroxy acid. Let me just add them both to my routine and start doing them every single day. Please don't do that. Please, please don't do that. Please. I'm begging you, please don't do that. So yeah, if you have more questions about like which hydroxy acid is good for me, do I even want one? Do I even need one? Et cetera, if you want a little bit more kind of personalized advice, let me know, DM me, email me. I'm here for you. What skincare products do not mix? Question number three. This is such a loaded question. It's so broad. And I think the only ingredients I would tell you to look out for, like across the board, are things that are very active. So retinol, like a retinol, maybe a vitamin C, most acids, not hyaluronic acid. Hyaluronic acid has that acid name on there. And so a lot of people are like, oh, it's going to be so aggressive. Hyaluronic acid is like a juicy, delightful, plumping ingredient to the skin. It's not really going to be too abrasive, but most other acids like alpha hydroxy, beta hydroxy, glycolic acid, like most acids will be a little bit more abrasive. So these ingredients on their own can sometimes be really intense depending on your skin. They can cause redness, they can cause burning, dryness, flaking. It really depends on your personal skin history, your skin journey, your current skincare. So, but those are kind of the ones that most of the time will flare up people's skin. So I would definitely avoid using them together. Like I was saying, don't just throw everything into your skincare routine right now, just all new things, just throw them in. I would not recommend that. But again, I'm not telling you how to live your life. I'm just going to caution you against it. So avoid using them together, avoid starting them together. So don't like tonight or today or tomorrow, whatever. Don't say like, okay, tomorrow I'm going to start using a salicylic acid in the morning. And then at night I'm going to use a retinol. And then I'm also going to use a vitamin C. Like pace yourself. I would say pace yourself. Coming from someone that has done all of those things, I have been under the impression that I could just introduce a bunch of things into my skincare and my skin would be fine. And my skin is always like, I don't think so. I don't think this is going to happen. So, you know, take what I say with a grain of salt, but it's a red, flaky, irritated grain of salt. What skincare products do not mix? Going back to the question. So retinol, vitamin C, the acids. If you're cocktailing them, you might want to figure out a unique way. And if you have questions about that, let me know. We can definitely try to figure out your own routine, personalized routine of what's going on for you. Or if you have questions, let me know. So it's hard to say like blanket statement what products don't mix. Usually the most abrasive ones don't mix in the beginning or at all sometimes. But skincare is so personal. It's such a unique blueprint, fingerprint, whatever. It's such a unique journey for all of us. And that's why when there are all of these like cult products that work for so many people, that's when it's amazing, right? And there will always be people that they don't work for. And so there could be a product that everyone's like, I'm obsessed with this. This is amazing. I love this. And people would be like, it's just not for me. Like La Roche-Posay, no. The like exfoliant that everyone was obsessed with, it's like fermented and everyone was like, this is the most amazing exfoliant ever. And it's like, if you don't like that smell, why would you use it? Or if it's too aggressive on your skin, which a lot of people felt like it was. And then the brand was like, oh, we have like a gentler version. Like, don't use it. If it doesn't align with what you want and it doesn't make you feel good, it's 2022. let's stop this whole narrative that beauty is pain and beauty is sacrifice. And in order to be pretty or feel beautiful, that we have to like be in pain. No, 100% disagree. Let's not do that anymore. It's not worth it. If it doesn't bring you joy, if it doesn't make you feel luscious and juicy and delicious and delightful and just in love with yourself, then stop it. It's not worth it. So I will spin this around and say, what product, what is like the rule of thumb? What skincare products are always going to be great in a routine? Hyaluronic acid. Hyaluronic acid, hyaluronic acid, hyaluronic acid. No matter what your skin type, you likely need more hydration, and your hyaluronic acid is going to help you with that. Your skin, no matter what you think, even if you're oily and you're like, no, being oily and being hydrated are two different things, and hyaluronic acid will give you juicy, glowy, delicious skin. So I think hyaluronic acid is great for everyone. And then SPF. I mean, you can mix SPF with anything, especially if you use a mineral SPF that just sits on the skin. It doesn't like interact with anything, doesn't absorb in. Perfect. Amazing. SPF, SPF, SPF. Especially if you're using something that strips your skin, like a retinol, like an acid, definitely use your SPF. Please, please, please. And that'll help your skin be healthier. It'll help your products work better. It'll kind of just like shield everything. You put on a mineral sunscreen and it forms this shield on your skin so that everything you used on your skin before that, the hyaluronic acid or whatever you're using, it's kind of protected. And so it's allowed to go about its business without fighting the invasion of UV rays and pollution and all of these other things that we're faced with on a day-to-day basis. So I will die on this hill, SPF, 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 100%, and hyaluronic acid. Those are my two hero ingredients and products of all time. And now, let's see, last question, question number four. I feel like I'm just barreling through these now that I'm not getting too sciencey. So we'll see how this episode turns out. But thank you for all the love for the last episode and for the show. I'm so grateful to you all that show up and listen. Sometimes I just will talk and I will talk about things I'm passionate about, or I'll have these amazing conversations with these beautiful people. And it's kind of like, is anyone listening? I mean, having these conversations on their own or just talking about things that I'm passionate about on its own is really rewarding. But it's just so special when I see that like people are listening and people are interacting and people like it and people have feedback and questions. It just, it makes me feel so happy and so delightful and so energized to keep going. So thank you so much for everyone for showing your love for the show and for these episodes. Let's get into it. Last question, blanket statement. What ingredients to avoid in skincare? This is one of the most Googled questions of 2021. So what ingredients to avoid in skincare? None. I mean, there are some. There is like a blanket, like there are scientists will agree that these are like the products or the ingredients that are like, avoid these, 100% avoid these, right? So like science agreed across the board, phthalates. Nope. Sorry, that I blew a raspberry. Phthalates, bad. Bad for your body, bad for your skin, bad, just bad for you. Formaldehyde, yes, bad for you, unless you're being embalmed. Bad for you. Alcohol is really drying. It's really abrasive. It's not great for your skin. And there are much more gentler, lovely alternatives out there. And some fragrances, scientists, dermatologists have agreed. Some of these fragrances are just abrasive. They likely contain alcohol. They're not great for you. So a lot of these will basically either mess with your skin or mess with your body, your endocrine system, something like that. So across the board, phthalates, formaldehyde, alcohol, and some fragrances. Then it becomes a little more personal. So some of the ingredients that I mentioned earlier in this episode can make your skin more sensitive, right? Retinol, certain acids, especially if you have sensitive skin already, it can make it so much worse. So like I was saying, if you want to use a hydroxy acid and an AHA or a BHA alpha or beta are too rough for you, then you might want to try poly. So there are alternatives for, you know, those of us that are a little more sensitive that are really great. But there are, you know, abrasive things that you may want to avoid. It's going to be a very unique journey. And again, let's dissolve this narrative that if it burns my face, it's working. Do I love a tingle when I put on a, you know, I use the Ordinary's AHA, BHA mask, the hydroxy acid mask. It's like, it looks a little bit like blood. It has a weird like sour taste because I get it in my mouth when I wash it, when I wash my face. Anyway, we're not going to get into this. Does it burn? Does it tingle? Yes. Is it to the point where I'm just like, oh, I hate this, but I got to get through it. No. If it was, then I would be like, okay, this is, I don't care what I have to do. This is coming off of my skin. So yeah, 2022, let it be the year of us not tolerating pain or painful situations and instead putting ourselves into places of joy and happiness and juiciness and delightfulness. I wish that for you. I also will say that when it comes to skin, there are trade-offs. So there may be some products out there that are perfect for everyone, like a hyaluronic acid. But even then, the types of hyaluronic acids that are out there and the types of ingredients that they're formulated with are not going to agree with everyone. So it's all about trade-offs. And this is me being a downer. I'm sorry. There's no one true holy grail product that works for everyone and does all the things. Everything does something at the expense of something else, right? So retinol will give you glowy, healthy, revitalized skin, but it'll make skin dry and annoyed and red for a little bit of time. So you kind of have to get through that period potentially. So everything is a little bit of a trade-off, and you have to decide what, for me, what are the results that I want and what am I willing to put up with, right? Am I willing to pay a little bit more money here? If you're paying extra for anything, don't let it be a moisturizer. I'm going to tell you right now, do not let it be a moisturizer. Let it be a serum. Cleansers, no. Cleansers can be, I'm not saying they should be cheap, but they can be. You can go to the drugstore, use a drugstore cleanser. It's not a big deal. You can use The Ordinary, is very affordable. Their hydroxy acids are great. You can use, honestly, drugstore moisturizer, also fantastic. Drugstore SPF, incredible. Do your thing. Serums are where I would say you should be investing if you want to splurge, because those are the ones that will give you the greatest results on the deepest layers of skin, and they will absorb the deepest. Cleanser, you're washing it off. Moisturizer just kind of sits on top. And does it hydrate and plump up and give you deliciousness on the top layers of skin? Yes, but those layers are eventually going to be gone. You're going to exfoliate them off. So if you're going to splurge, I would say do it in the serum section of your skincare routine. Everything's a trade-off. I'm sorry to be a downer, but depending on what you're willing to tolerate or what you're willing to splurge to get a certain result, it's up to you. It's a very personal journey. But again, if it's something that's causing you too much pain or discomfort or something that is just not giving you that juicy deliciousness, that living life with pleasure and joy, don't do it. Don't bother. Who told you you had to? Let me know. I will fight them, because you are living life on your own terms. You are the main character. So exude that main character energy. Don't put up with anything that makes you feel crappy, and instead fill your life with only the things that fill you with love and happiness and make you feel really invigorated to move through your life. I want that for you, especially now, 2022. There's a shift happening. There's a shift happening, and a lot of people that went into the pandemic in a certain type of way, as a certain type of person, I feel like we're now emerging evolved. We're emerging butterflies coming out of cocoons. And honestly, now is not the time to keep those habits that are not serving us anymore. So I wish for you the most beautiful skin. I wish for you the easiest journey with any new skincare products that you're introducing into your routine. And I wish for you nothing but juicy, juicy pleasure and joy and no painfulness and no redness and no flaking. I hope you enjoyed this episode. I hope it was a little more fun. Again, there's a trade-off in everything. So it's either information and science-y, or we're trying to make it a little more light, a little more fun. I hope either way I achieved making you feel something. I hope I achieved making you feel joyful. I hope I achieved, you know, giving you a little more information for yourself. If you have any questions, like I said, email me, DM me, call the hotline. All of the information is always linked in the description of every episode, the description of the show. Please reach out if you have any questions, because skin is very personal, just like our lives are very personal. So I want to wish you all the best. Next week, I'm coming back with part three, the last three questions of the top most Googled skincare questions of 2021. Let me know what you want to hear. Let me know what kind of format or vibe you're looking for. Other than that, I'm just going to keep it rolling the way I've been keeping it rolling. A lot of information, maybe some giggles, a little bit of preachiness, but hopefully the preachiness is just me gently bullying you into living your best life, because that's what I want for you. So part three, the questions that I'm going to answer next week, what order to put skincare on. I've answered this before. I'm going to go a little bit more in depth. When to use vitamin C in your skincare routine, which I already talked about briefly, and then when to use oil in your skincare routine. So two of these questions I've already answered in a very kind of blanket way, but we're going to go deeper and we're going to giggle. I hope. I don't know. I feel like crap. I woke up today and I was like, I am not feeling it. I'm not feeling it. I put on some fake tan and now I've been going about my day paranoid that I look like a cast of the Jersey Shore reboot. Is there a Jersey Shore reboot? I don't know, but I feel like I'm auditioning for it. Anyway, now I'm spiraling. Thank you for listening. If you've made it this far, please DM, email, call me. Let's connect. Let's figure out this skincare journey that we're on, this life journey that we're on, and let's be friends. All right, I'll talk to you next week. All my love. Bye. Give me that microphone.